This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Justice Department has released an indictment tracing 1.8 million calls targeting U.S. residents to five call centers in Ahmedabad, India, that used various schemes to defraud more than 15,000 people out of hundreds of millions of dollars. With the Obama overtime rule held up, raises are being canceled, mainly at nonprofits and smaller for-profit businesses. Raises were canceled at Mass General Hospital, Iowa State University, University of Iowa, Michigan State University, Rutgers University, University of North Carolina, Wilmington, Wayne State University of Michigan, and the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. India's Supreme Court ruled that candidates for political office cannot appeal to voters on the basis of religion, caste, community, or language, arguing that India's constitution enshrines its elections as fundamentally secular. A majority ruled that elections won on religious or caste-based appeals by candidates or their proxies could be declared null and void. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York announced a plan to offer free tuition at state colleges to hundreds of thousands of middle and low-income New Yorkers. Under the governor's plan, any college student who's been accepted to a state or city university in New York, including two-year community colleges, will be eligible provided they or their family earn $125,000 or less annually. House Republicans, facing a storm of bipartisan criticism, including from President-elect Donald Trump, moved early to reverse their plan to gut the Office of Congressional Ethics. It was an embarrassing turnabout on the first day of business for the new Congress, a day when party leaders were hoping for a show of force to reverse policies of the Obama administration. The NAACP staged a sit-in at the Mobile, Alabama office of Senator Jeff Sessions and demanded that he withdraw his name from consideration as President-elect Donald Trump's Attorney General. Almost two dozen civil rights activists occupied the office around 11 a.m. to denounce what they called the senator's hostile attitude towards civil rights and the Voting Rights Act, which was weakened by a Supreme Court decision in 2013. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.